I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had, there are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, October 10th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. And I think I will start with Oswald Chambers. You know what? Actually, before I start with Oswald Chambers, let me just say this. Yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy. And, you know, in simplest terms, I mean, at the apex of the conspiracy is none other than the devil, the shiny, flashy, fallen one who tries to get us, persuade us all that he does not exist. You know, it's that simple. And when we start chasing these, going down these rabbit trails, rabbit holes, many of which I would say are, most of which are limited hangouts, because, you know, they sort of dead-end our thinking. If we will follow that through, it's like follow the money, for example. Follow the money is kind of a limited hangout. If you really follow the money, I think you break through eventually to realize, as we've heard from certain folks over and over, that it's really not about money. Then what? And so, you know, you realize that there are folks who create wars and finance all sides of wars, so-called sides. And, you know, you bump into things like, all right, we are live. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, November 7th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. It's interesting, you know, this broadcast, as I have been saying, has taken a sharp turn, I would say, for the better, I think, and focusing more on biblically oriented kinds of things. It's interesting that when you get into sort of eschatological circles, people ask the question, where is America in the Bible? And I just keep coming back to this point that, you know, America is far more prevalent than we realize, I would say, spoken of in terms of the age, you know, the age that you see in the Bible. Jesus said in Mark 8:38, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in glory of his Father with the holy angels. So, in this adulterous and sinful generation, it's fascinating to watch the kind of re-Hellenization of the world. And I spoke about that a little bit last week. When you start diving down that rabbit hole, then you start to see similarities and patterns and things that just defy coincidence. And they are always, it seems, intended to be presumed or downplayed or eschewed as coincidences. But you know, there was a guy who wrote at some point, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design, in this case to reduce them under absolute despotism, I wonder if maybe that's an acknowledgement that it does happen. Obviously, there are patterns and there are events and circumstances that occur. And Ian Fleming wrote about that in Goldfinger, obviously. Once this happens, stands twice as coincidence, third time is enemy action, right? So it's interesting. Once you start to kind of view the historical landscape that way, and then you get a somewhat of a grasp of history over going back over a period, you know, a few hundred years or more, and you start to really investigate, it's interesting how revealing that is. All right, so enough of that for right now. A couple of things that we fell back over the weekend, right? We do the daylight savings thing in the world these days for some time now, over 100 years. And there are several articles, I think, interesting. Let's see. Daylight savings time, how time change affects sleep. That's the Sleep Foundation. A few of these published lately, but these articles have been out for quite some time, obviously. So, this is interesting. Daylight savings time is the yearly practice of setting clocks forward 1 hour between the months of March and November. The idea behind daylight savings time is to conserve or save natural light, since spring, summer, and early fall days typically get dark later in the evening compared to late fall and winter days, the non-daylight savings period between November and March is known as standard time. Most of the United States has officially observed daylight savings time since 1966. Hawaii, certain areas of Arizona, and the U.S. territories of American Samoa, Guam, and Northern Mariana Islands and the Virgin Islands do not practice daylight savings time. So, skipping ahead, adjusting the time by 1 hour may not seem like too drastic a change, but sleep experts have noted troubling trends that occur during the transition between standard time and daylight savings time, particularly in March. These issues include upticks in heart problems, mood disorders, and motor vehicle collisions. More on that in a minute. And this is obviously, you know, the reason that I mention this is more than sort of anecdotal is with the backdrop of what has happened over the last couple of years, obviously, and their efforts to this is a midterm election year, and so that shapes politics and talking points and things in all kinds of wonky sort of ways. Pretty, you know, shortly here, momentarily, the tyranny will get back to usual. Your regularly scheduled tyranny will be back on schedule, because we'll be through the midterm election cycle, obviously, momentarily here, and then back to your regularly scheduled tyranny. So these issues include upticks in heart problems, mood disorders, and motor vehicle collisions. That, you know, I wonder if there is a chaotic correspondence to, you know, a convenient correlation to the decline of the West that is occurring and that has been occurring in particular over the last couple of years in all kinds of ways. I think that in a, you know, again, in an anecdotal sort of way, Edward Dowd's observations about the millennials experiencing their Vietnam War in a period of months, I think every generation in America feels equally traumatized in a sense, and probably folks around the world. So this is a Sleep Foundation article. There are several others. Daylight Saving Time and Circadian Rhythms. This is flowing data. Another interesting article that sort of is an explainer. Then this from CNN yesterday. CNN Health, permanent daylight saving time will hurt our health, expert says. And there is this argument as well, the end of daylight saving time. And don't you think it's interesting? Again, the point here is if it is, it's been said for quite some time, really since the moment this was predominantly adopted, that this isn't necessarily good for people's health. So now that we have the chaos that we've had recently, you would think that the best thing that we could do for people is to create some kind of stability. But if you're someone like Yuval Noah Harari, who thinks that we just have way too many useless people, then maybe these kinds of disruptions that wind up causing things like heart problems, mood disorders, and motor vehicle collisions, maybe that's the kind of chaos you want. Here's another one. Science Daily. Daylight saving time disrupts human natural circadian rhythm. Again, to the point of the issues this causes, and there are several of these. This was actually published back in 2007, and I won't dive into the details on these, but a couple more interesting. Medical Express had an article October of 2007 as well. This one's October 24. Daylight savings time disrupts humans' natural circadian rhythm. When people living in many parts of the world move their clocks forward 1 hour in the spring in observance of daylight saving time, their body's internal daily rhythms don't adjust with them, reports a new study appearing online in October, the October 25th Current Biology. So the findings suggest that this regular time change practiced by a quarter of the human population represents a significant seasonal disruption, raising the possibility that daylight saving time may have unintended effects on other aspects of human physiology, according to researchers. Quote, when we implement small changes into a biological system, which by themselves seem trivial, their effects, when viewed in a broader context, may have a much larger impact than we thought, said Till Ronenberg of Ludwig Maximilian University in Munich, Germany. It is much too early to say whether daylight saving time has a serious long-term impact on health, but our results indicate that we should consider this seriously and do a lot more research on the phenomenon. That's interesting because there's already quite a bit of data, and some people said that life would not get back to normal if we didn't vax the entire population of the planet with the same kind of lack of data. Much too early to say, but we're going to do it anyway, which obviously hints at an agenda pretty openly. And then, of course, people will think of the amnesty nonsense lately, and it is good to forgive, but probably not good to be naive. So that's just another contentious talking point, it seems, that works very effectively at causing the kinds of conflict and chaos that guys like Samuel P. Huntington and his acolytes desire. So here's an interesting study-based article that was also published yesterday, speaking of daylight saving time. Another problem with daylight saving time: the time change raises your risk of hitting deer on the road. I thought this was interesting. Tom Langan, professor of biology, Clarkson University, based on a research paper, 2016, titled Impact of Daylight Saving Time on Road Traffic Collision Risk, a Systematic Review. So and that's in that's again a study published back in 2016. So daylight saving time ended in the U.S. and Canada on November 6th, and most of us set our clocks back an hour. There is a long-running debate about the benefit of time change, given how it disrupts humans' circadian rhythms, causing short-term stress and fatigue. Another risk accompanying the time change is on the roads, as more people drive at dusk during an active time of year for deer, the number of deer vehicle accidents rises. Deer cause over 1 million motor vehicle accidents in the U.S. each year. So that's an interesting whole tangent that we could dive down, but I think we'll table that for now. That's interesting. It's election season, obviously, as I mentioned, and I think I will go through my usual spiel since it's national election season. Ammon Bundy is running for governor in Idaho and endorsed by Ron Paul. Isn't that something? How do I feel about that? Well, not good in simple terms. I think that's I keep coming back to the way that Adam Kinzinger puts it, the Christian Taliban. Again, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. Though we walk according to the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. And so, I think there needs to be more of that kind of warfare waged, much more. And that needs to be the focal point in the, again, for Pete's sake, when the COVID shenanigans really kicked up into high gear, folks were dissuaded from gathering in church, even from gathering in the parking lot, to sit in their own vehicles and pray together.
Tuesday is election day, so let's talk about American elections and
modern. We're in a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This week's Liberty Minute brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system and support Freedom Heirs Foundation. The U.S. Constitution set up our republic so that you and I, the citizens, only voted for our representatives in the House of Representatives. The president is elected by the Electoral College, and each state makes its own rules about how to award those electorates. It wasn't until 1824, 35 years after this process was established, before the first public vote for president was even recorded. The Senate was originally appointed by your state legislators. That changed in 1913 with the 17th Amendment. Senators are now elected by popular vote statewide, like some sort of glorified member of the House of Representatives. Why this basic history lesson? Because we the people need to remember how important our state house really is. It was your state house that called for and ratified the 17th Amendment. And it's been since the 17th Amendment that our federal government has grown out of control and inserted itself in every aspect of our lives. The state-appointed Senate used to protect states' rights and keep the federal government in check. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next week, Sinus Peshem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back. All right. A momentary break to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome. Do we have John? Are you there, John? No. How about we come back then? Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, I am. You know, it's interesting. I was having a similar conversation with Elizabeth in New York just before the end of the last broadcast. Chris, this whole time thing, when we were, or at least when I was young, I remember when they implemented it, when they began to implement it, it was, don't forget to set your clock, spring forward, fall back. So set it forward 1 hour in the spring, and it was always at 2 o'clock in the morning. You're supposed to turn your clock back at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I actually knew people that would get up in the middle of the night to move their clock.
Yeah, an hour that forward. Used to be a thing. Yeah.
And then in the fall, same thing. They'd get up at 2 o'clock and turn the clock back. You know, you're talking about circadian rhythm. Another word for that is your body clock. And to tell you how far we've come, Chris, is that my daughter, she's moved in their building. She's moved in. She brought her chickens over to the house. And she was telling my grandson, who's 11, to go out and lock the chickens up yesterday afternoon. It was 5:30. It was dark. She says, but I don't like the idea of the chickens getting locked up so early. And I had to chuckle. And I told her, look, honey, the chickens don't know what time it is. It's dark. They're ready to go to roost. The morning when the sun comes up, they'll be ready to come out. What I was trying to, and what everyone that's listening to needs to understand, is we have been conditioned to live by the so-called clock while refusing to realize that we are created by God. We are, we're supposed to be in touch with the land.
Yeah.
And that sounds silly, but I don't need an alarm to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to go to work.
Yep.
I don't need the clock to wake me up. I get up. My body has trained itself. I'm awake at about 25 after 4. Yeah, I've got the alarm set, but I never hear it go off. I've got to turn it off so it doesn't wake my wife up. And I guess in saying what I'm saying is that imagine originally we were told that they're going to do the time change, and that in and of itself is stupidity. You're going to change time by an hour worldwide.
Yeah.
By turning hands on a mechanical instrument back by 1 hour. You've changed the world time for how many billion people on the earth? And and you say, and I'm not saying you, but scientists say it may have an effect. They know it has an effect. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're causing the world population to reset, get up earlier to punch a clock for their master, or to come in later, or to have a conversation like we had earlier. Do we really even know? Because over time, the whole idea of what's happening with the time change, which is a non-existent thing, but to change the hands on a mechanical instrument, we don't even know what time it is anymore. And truthfully, with the way, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, it was originally, as the story goes, it was proposed by, you know, Mr. Early to Bed, Early to Rise Makes a Man Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, Ben Franklin. And I think of Daniel 7:25, you know, he shall intend to change times and laws.
That's right. You're reading my mind, buddy. And what's even more frustrating about it is that, you know, in fact, Saturday, before the time reset, I'm not going to say the time change, before they had ever, the worldwide, we had to change our clocks. Saturday before, I'm sitting in the living room watching an old, what do they call it, AV club on the TV, audiovisual club.
We
and
are
they're tearing
into a break.
Apart. Okay, I'll finish it if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it is important. Right,
yeah.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
This is wonderful thing. It's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Welcome back. All right, we're on the phones. John, go ahead. Audio, visual.
Okay, I want to put this, I want to try to put it in a way that it can be understood. Okay, Saturday before the time change, my 11-year-old grandson and I were in the living room watching TV, and the AV Club on TV actually dissected a Hamilton wristwatch. You could tell the video was probably 70 years old. They took it apart, and they showed the gears and the springs and the jewels. And my 11-year-old grandson said, "Wow, I never thought about that." And I said, "Yeah, son, there's a lot of physical science involved in a wristwatch. The gear ratios, the size of the gear, the springs, the hammers, the jewels. So physical science basically, Chris, doesn't change. It took a great deal of mathematical ability and actually mechanical ability to cut gears at such a small size and put them together to make a timepiece." And we say, well, we got to have something better, something that's not apt to break, something that doesn't have to be reworked or rebuilt or lubricated. So we're going to go to a digital clock. So we have changed where you don't set a clock. You've got an atomic clock on your wall, possibly, that is set by a so-called satellite. It keeps perfect time. It only loses a few seconds in 10 years, maybe. You know, your digital clock And if your watch is running slow, you go get a new watch. So they basically can change time. You think over 6,000 years, if you could have 10 seconds a day, 5 seconds a day stolen from you that you never knew, pretty soon you'd be missing a year or two. You know what I'm saying? You can't get it back. I think the best timepiece ever made was probably a sundial. Yeah, because you weren't in a hurry. What time is it? I don't know. It's about noon. And a man was paid a day's wage. It didn't matter if he started at daylight or he started at lunchtime. When the sun went down, they were all paid the same, whatever they contracted for that day. The Bible speaks of that. But yep. Now we go to work and we punch a time clock. And we're paid by the tenth of an hour, by every six-minute increment or every 50, your cell phone, by every 6 seconds. They know exactly.
And it sounds very technocratic to me. Yeah.
Right, but I'm making sense. I hope I'm making sense.
Yeah.
Because even God said, unless those days be shortened, there would nothing be left alive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. So maybe through the idea of adding an hour or taking an hour away, besides controlling the worldwide population of happy idiot slaves, and I'm including myself in that, maybe they're trying to prevent the shortening of the days that God's talking about, because Satan knows the Bible better than any Christian. Mm-hmm. He knows what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So if he can change times and laws, Bible says he's going to do it. You better believe he's doing it, trying to. And we're adding an hour, taking an hour away. And before long, seriously, years ago, back in 07, 08, I had a blog. And one of my articles was, what day is it anyway? And I will get into not heated arguments, but discussions with people when I say, look, you don't even know what day it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that want you to keep Saturday as the Sabbath, I don't have a problem with that. But I keep every day. And there's one
and
day a week.
That is why I do nothing. That's exactly why I say it's a Romans 14 issue.
But the thing with it is, if time has been changed, we really do not know what day it is. They will tell us we do. They will tell you, science will tell you they do. But if things are what I believe they are, and God is in control, he's the only one that really knows what time it is. Because he's outside of space and time. He sees the beginning from the end. And we come in the middle
He declares it, actually, he says, in Isaiah 46. Yep.
Right. And we come into our life as a newborn, but we come in the middle of God's grand, what was it called, his grand plan, or like the grand this grand stage. We came in, for me, 1957, so how many years after he formed the earth and created man and all that he put in place? I came in the middle of God's plan, or near the end of God's plan. I don't know what day it is. No one knows what day. We don't even know what year, because we don't even know what month, because of Julius and Augustus Caesar playing with the calendars.
Yeah, it's...
There's six or seven different calendars, and no one knows if any of them are accurate.
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, along those lines, you can still, to this day, you can go to other countries and cultures, and it does not function this way. But, you know, isn't it interesting that what other countries do, like, you know, in some of the countries that take a siesta, for example, in the middle of the day, or, you know, you have a break, that feels, you know, a lot of that feels, or, you know, when we used to operate on more of an agrarian sort of model in America, and, you know, you see those kinds of things that seem to have more of a natural feel to them. And now we have these, we're being turned into robots. And it's interesting, again, getting back to the Hellenization, this is why it's so fascinating, without, you know, getting off on that tangent. it's interesting how that unnatural concept is being exported rather than, you know, other places and people saying that doesn't feel right. There's something that feels wrong about that. And it's obviously very unnatural.
I started
being exported.
I'm sorry. I started noticing, Chris, when I was a child, I can remember summertime came, you get out of school, a day felt like a week. And, you know, 5 hours into the day, maybe a little after lunchtime, you're bored out of your head. And you would go to your parents and you'd say, I'm bored. Well, find something to do. Well, you know, or you know, then a little bit later, you're going, a couple months later, I can't wait to go back to school. And my father would say, John, enjoy it while you have it, because the old, listen to this adage that's been used billions of times. Take advantage of your time, of your childhood, while you can, because the older you get, the faster time will fly by. Are we noticing, are we realizing that speeding up in our sensation of time? I came to work at 4:30 this morning. It's already 10:40. I'm halfway through my day, and it feels like I've been doing what I'm doing for a half hour. Not because my mind is occupied necessarily, but have you noticed, has anyone else with age noticed how quick a day goes? You know, I can remember 42 years ago that everything that happened when my son was born. Now, that is a memory? Well, yeah, it's memory. But are we actually realizing in real time an increase, a speeding up in the passing of time because they have done what they've done? Or that God is doing what he says he would do. He's shortening the days. And they're adjusting it with the clock and playing with the weather. And God is believing we're on this spherical object flying, chasing the sun. Or whatever their paradigm they want us to believe, they put before us, and we bite and swallow the hook all the way down past the bobber. And then wonder why we're in the shape we're in. And they're laughing. The devil is laughing. His followers are laughing at us because they've got us bamboozled. And the Indian, the American Indian that was living off the land, said something to the effect of, only a white man thinks he can cut one foot off a blanket, sew it to the other, and have a bigger blanket. It doesn't work. They're changing it, and they're affecting the population of the earth simultaneously. That's called controlling the masses, if anything I've ever heard of. Telling people you got to get up an hour earlier?
Final thought on that. We got other calls we got to get to, but it makes me think of Jesus mentioning also, speaking of these kinds of things and paying more attention to, you know, whatever. In this case, I don't know. I would say, you know, traditions of men, which sort of corresponds, you know, the technocratic, scientific kind of stuff. And I intend to speak a lot more about that. I think, again, there is a meta abstraction that if we could just look a little bit higher, you know, to borrow again from Marshall McLuhan, the medium is the message, you can see it. It's very pervasive. It's everywhere. So Jesus said, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, you know, red sky at night, sailor's delight, red sky at morning, sailor's warning. But can you not discern the signs of the times? So.
All right, well, thanks. I look forward to your other callers.
Thank you, John. Much appreciated, as always. Yeah, the election stuff. I want to get into the election stuff and do the usual, I would call it the usual spiel. Is it worth doing? I think so. When we talk about election rigging, when we talk about black box voting, we should talk about the guy who's been featured in virtually every documentary about the subject, Clint Curtis. So let's go to his Wikipedia. Oh yeah, that's right. There isn't a Wikipedia entry. And isn't it funny how, like YouTube, for example, the videos just evaporate. There's nothing anymore but a blank page where a video used to be. On Wikipedia, you know, Wikipedia does not have an article with this, but you know, there's the discussion I still have that bookmarked, and that still comes up. Wikipedia articles for deletion, Clint Curtis. Why would you do that? It was a fairly extensive Wikipedia entry at one point. Now it no longer exists. Why do you suppose that is? Back to the phones. Rhonda in Missouri, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Rhonda.
How are you?
All right, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I have a interesting... I came across something interesting. My sister sent me a link to that trailer, Died Suddenly. You familiar?
I'm not sure.
That's another Stu Peters documentary, but...
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
No, okay. Well, in there, in the trailer, it says if you type in your search bar, Died Suddenly, you're going to come across a lot of people who've died suddenly. It's shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I noticed that, I mean, this is really interesting because, like, here's one, Colorado GOP official dies suddenly at 55. I saw Megyn Kelly's mom passed away. She had a heart attack. That was a shocker for her anyway. I mean, older people have medical problems. But then there's this thing that they had a Facebook page, and the Died Suddenly news groupers was removed from Facebook. But there's still information on there, and I saw one of the worst, well, nobody passing away early is good, but... are being killed before mm-hmm. their time, but one guy, his wife, died in her sleep, and she was 22 months pregnant. So you just got to go, okay, these people, I know they don't want them on Facebook because they're going to band together, and, you know, I think people know this stuff already, though, but remember mm-hmm. when it started, I'm like, how do you know? We're never going to get them all, but I guess this is how we're going to know, you know, with articles like this. And then doctors try to determine why many young people are dying suddenly. And there's still some people, and they have pictures of people, woohoo, I got vaxxed. And the next thing you know, they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are making the connection.
We've seen that on live television at, you know, very high-profile events around the world, and so...
Right, bodybuilders dying.
Well, many instances. What was one of the last... I saw something a while... I guess it hasn't been that long, but somebody had a collection, a series of those kinds of events and the news articles that mention those kinds of things. It's hiding in plain sight. It's overwhelming.
Yeah, and then I'll leave you with this because I know you got other callers, but then, you know, you hear Joe Biden say not enough people have been vaccinated, and you go, oh, mm-hmm. that's right, because, you know, the more people that die suddenly, the easier it is for them to steal the elections, right? Just saying, it's just, it's so... interesting because you know it's going on, but you know it's and you feel for these people. You know, I mean, my grandma, they killed her, you know how the story goes, but you go, and then, you know, God helps you heal mentally, you know, somehow time heals most wounds, but
I think God heals those. I think that's sort of a misnomer. You know, I think that there are some deep wounds that we carry with us. You know, speaking of your grandmother, you know, there are some things that are difficult to, you know, forgive and forget, so to speak. And I think God can help us with those things in a way that nothing else can.
Right. I mean, the sting, the pain, you know it's there. And you just
And kind of the PTSD, you know, where you are traumatized in a very profound and, you know, some would intend, permanent sort of way. And, you know, yeah. Speaking of that, I mean, what you're talking about reminds me of all of the control stuff that we've talked about, you know, and that most of us know about, the, you know, Google's selfish ledger, for example, and this idea that through the concept of Lamarckian epigenetics, for example, we can imprint our ideas on you, and then you can imprint it on posterity. And, you know, there's the mimetic and cybernetic and technocratic aspects of that.
I think we're headed into a break. You can't function, though. I'll just finish up real quick. If you continue down the road of being, like, very disturbed about what happens, then you can't function and you can't do his will in your life. You know what I mean? So somehow he helps you to get past that, you know, potentially to help others, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Amen. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rhonda.
All right, bye.
Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Happy Columbus Day. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Yes, I said Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus challenged the science of his time and was right. He did not fall off the edge of a flat earth. Instead, he charted the path to the New World, a pioneer worth celebrating. Columbus's daring journey into the unknown should be recognized as proof that science is never settled. Science should always be questioned and challenged, and anyone who says that the science is settled clearly does not understand the basic principles of science itself. Facts can only maintain their factual status if they are routinely questioned and challenged. To be fair, the indigenous people of the Americas deserve celebration too. Maybe there should be a National Indigenous Peoples Day, but it should not replace Columbus Day. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Picture into a television signal.
final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. Back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Sorry, I don't have my ducks in a row, and I haven't got my new glasses yet. But the beast, the first beast of Revelation, changed times and laws. You agree with that?
Will intend to.
Pardon?
Will intend to. Will seek
yeah.
to.
If you get a catechism, and I haven't got one yet. I loaned the one I had, and I never got it back. But the laity was asking, and I forgot the word for, you know, not the pastor, but the cardinals and the bishops. In other words, the gods of the church. And the question was asked by the laity, what day is the Sabbath? And bishops and cardinals said Saturday, the seventh day. The laity asked, well, why do we keep Sunday? And the answer was from the gods of the church, because that is our authority, the power of our authority. And then it goes on to say, it mentions one church. And they said, the powers of this church said, mention the name of that church, which I won't do. And you've heard, that's in the catechism. All these bulls and encyclicals are in there. And you know how I always advocate, start reading first the King James Version. Well, if you're a Protestant, get a catechism. That'll answer you just what the beast done and is doing. Well, let me ask you a question, Chris.
We're headed into a break. Hold that thought. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.